keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
I'm in here, so sit tight, hold on, I'm coming, and be right with y'all in just 1 second. Got some things we're going to talk about today. You know, if y'all seen the post, like I know you did, you know what's going down. We're going to talk some Sixers, and we're going to talk a little Eagles, since we are soon to be right upon training camp and the NFL season. I think it's approximately 49 days, so peep it. Here we go, folks. It's your boy. Sports Rap CEO in the building. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And once again, to everybody that's always tuned in, welcome to another installment, another episode of the Sports Rap Podcast right here on Heat 100 Radio. So last week, I had some things that was going on with some other places in my life, you know, as life goes. And I had to switch my time a little bit. And it was real brief. But, you know, I still wanted to come and talk to my people. Like I said, I knew it was, I put it out there that I was going to change the time. And I adjusted the time just for that day. Because, like I said, I didn't want to not do something. I didn't want to not talk to my folks. So I did something in the evening. Like I said, it was kind of brief. But, again, like I said, today and like I mentioned last week when I was there for that later episode, I mentioned that I had to come and talk to my people. So, before we get started, folks, and I hope everybody is ready for this great Monday, the beginning of the work week. It is July 24th, so we are really, really about to be into August. Like, the year is moving along. It's 2023. You know, we remember when it first came in, and it's already 7 months in. All right? Half the year is already gone. You know, like I said, 7 months in, we about to be in August next week. So, time waits for no one. But, because I've just said that time waits for no one, and not making any puns any light of the situation. We all know, we all have heard that there was a situation with a prominent member of this particular city, a prominent member of the hip-hop world, a prominent member of the Philly hip-hop world, who has somewhat turned, not somewhat, but has turned a page in his book, A New Chapter, with his podcast and his philanthropy and all the other business endeavors that he has done. And we've all been congratulating him for that. But this particular moment is definitely needed, and I know some of the family, so I have to. Again, I'm referring to the incident with Philly's own Gilly the Kid, and the incident that reached his front doorstep. I'm going to leave it there like that. An incident that reached his front doorstep. And the incident I'm referring to is something that's been going on for a long time in the city. Ironically, something that he's been fighting to stop, to try and stop and put a cease to this type of thing. So before I get into what I do, as always, definitely my sincerest and deepest condolences to Gilly and his family. I hope that you pull through this. I know that you will. And also, shout out to all of his family and friends that showed the support. Like, I watched on social media. I've seen things on social media. And all of the friends that he has and family that he has that have supported him in any way possible. I've even sent a couple messages myself. Okay, just because this is what I wanted to do. Like I said, because I know some of the family. But I have to do this. And today, actually probably starting right now at 11 a.m. So if you can't tune into me now, I understand. His janza is today at 11 a.m. I couldn't make it because I needed to be here. But I did want to mention it and I did want to say something. And like I said, I have sent messages to the family. So as I always do, respect, love, and again, my deepest and sincerest condolences to Gilly, you and your family. Moment of silence for that family. Thank you all for that. I definitely appreciate all y'all who took that time and waved that for me. Cuzzo, Yellow D, TNT, thanks for tuning in on IG. Folks, y'all know where I'm at. Like I said, Instagram at Sports Rap CEO. On Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page there. So y'all need to get over there and check it out and tune in. And Cuzzo, I got your messages and I'm going to take care of that for you. I got you. Again, you know, if you were in here and you look around the studio, we've got pictures of Gilly in here in the studio, friend of the station, friend of the owner. So again, like I said, I had to do that out of respect, and I appreciate all that took time out of your day along with me to do that. And shout outs and blessings to the family, but blessings to all the people, because I know Broad Street is going to be crazy, right? Janza services at the Met, like I said, the viewing starts at 11, services begin at 12, but I know Broad Street is going to be crazy. But it's what I must say to everybody that's going out there, it's unfortunate that we have to gather for this particular situation, but folks, please be mindful, be respectful, and be careful while you're out there. I understand situation, and I understand emotions can get you caught up in some things and whatever, but again, be safe, be careful, be respectful. Bottom line, biggest two, be careful, be safe. Biggest three, be careful, be safe. Number one, be respectful. That's the top one for me. All right, so moving along, folks, we're gonna get into what we get into. And I got some news and some updates for y'all. Then I'm going to give y'all some scores. And you know how this thing works. I don't know why I tell y'all this every week, because y'all know how this thing works. I come in with news and some updates. You know, then I get you some scores. And then I get into the meat of the show. And, you know, before that, I ask you to come on in the intro. When I ask you guys, how was your weekend? I hope everyone's weekend was well. Mine was pretty good. Got to hang out with some family, with the family. So, you know, weekend was good for me. Back to work today, later on this afternoon. But this is the work here that I enjoy. And some of you may not believe that this is work for me, but this is like my second job. This is work for me, y'all. So I definitely, and I always say it, and I know I sound like a broken record sometimes, and I definitely appreciate the support, the love, and the patience that you all give me while I'm doing this. You've helped me grow so much. So again, you're going to hear that very often. You're going to hear me say, I appreciate you for listening in, tuning in, watching my videos, and supporting me in any way that you can. Also, thank you. Shout outs to Simply Monica, Boss Lady, Heat 100 Radio. Welcomed me in. Y'all know the story. Welcomed me in when I came. Coached me up to where I am now. So appreciate and all the love and support there as well. So number one pick, when the number one NFL pick, Bryce Young, has signed his contract. So 4-year deal worth $37.9 million. Bryce Harper, as you have seen already, has been starting at first base as the Phils were talking and mulling some trade options. Ravens signed running back Melvin Gordon to a 1-year, $3 million deal. Northwestern assistant accused of witnessing hazing. So I didn't go into much detail about this story when I saw it because it was all too familiar from some stuff that we had talked about in the past. And I didn't want to go down this road again and talk about it in depth. So I mentioned it real briefly, but we all know the situation. Northwestern is very, very in some very, very hot water right now for their accusations of hazing. And now we have another assistant who was accused of witnessing the hazing and did nothing about it. So it's going to be a big mess over there in Northwestern. And like I said, I'm not going to go into it in depth and all of that jazz, but as I get information, like I always do, since I brought it to you, I'll keep you in the loop and, you know, keep my ear to the street and see what happens with that situation. The NFL owners have approved the sale of the Washington Commanders. Selling price, $6.058 billion. So there's a group that actually bought the Washington Commanders. And one member's local ties here is Josh Harris, part owner of the Philadelphia 76ers as well. And also Magic Johnson is in on this group. And also Magic Johnson has hinted that the name could possibly change sometime in the near future. I'm actually kind of glad that it finally got done. We know the long story with the situation with Dan Snyder. We all know that story. We talked about it several times in the different stages of that story. And then we finally got to the final stage where we was in the process of being sold. And now we see that it has been sold. So I think it's something that's needed for that franchise as far as ownership and backing and support of coaching staff and going, you know, going down the ladder. I think that it's time for some fresh faces, some new blood in that building, in those executive offices, because the Snyder family and Dan Snyder have run it, if you will, for lack of a better phrase, like a dictatorship for so long that it is definitely good to see some new blood in there, and it's definitely good to see Magic Johnson, African-American male, in part on that deal. So that's another good thing. And also, Mr. Snyder, speaking of him, he has been fined $60 million over findings in an investigation. So I told y'all, like I said, it's been a long stretch. And just because it was under seal, that investigation, most recent investigation I brought to you several months ago, was still going on. So finally, he's been fined $60 million for findings in those investigations. So one quick trade to mention to you real quick. This probably, well, looks like it's not going to happen. It was a proposed talk of Phillies and Angels in a deal for Ohtani. But again, that has been pushed to the wayside and probably will not happen. We've all seen the talk and the discussions about the value or the devaluation of the running back position in the NFL. So a group of star NFL running backs had a Zoom meeting to discuss the state of the position. Another story I didn't go in depth on because we got other football stuff to talk about a little bit more important than that. But we've known for the past, I'll say, 2-3 seasons, how teams have not been really valuing, putting that much value into that position. Because we know the wear and tear, the mileage on those positions, the longevity on those positions are not long. So teams are not putting a lot of money into those positions. So we've seen it already, but I guess it's the boiling has come to a head, and the running backs in the NFL are beginning to think about it a little bit more on the business side now, and have talked about maybe attempts of doing something about it. Leon Marchand sets the 400-meter record. The last time this record was met was by for an individual, and the last time this record was marked was by Michael Phelps. So shout-outs to him. Brian Harman dominates in winning the British Open. The American has won the British Open this year. Giants running back Saquon Barkley declines a $22.5 million deal from the Giants, and he must now decide whether he wants to play for the 10-point something million dollar franchise tag. Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland are inducted into Baseball's Hall of Fame. The NBA Board of Governors approves the sale of the Hornets, ending Michael Jordan's reign with the team. Congrats to Joel Embiid and his new wife, Ina DePaul, on their nuptials over the weekend. ESPN soccer analyst Shaka Hislop passes out on air. Shocker. Didn't see it personally, but I got the news of it. And our blessings and prayers out to him. I hope that he pulls through makes a speedy and safe recovery. Lions D-back C.J. Gardner-Johnson carted off the practice field with a leg injury. So, I did that because we all know why I did that. C.J. Gardner, when he left here, we know, we talked about the contract and we talked about how he left and some of the things that he said upon his departure. So, put it all in a nutshell, turns out he's getting the same money that he would have gotten here. Okay. But then he talked about the fans and he's obnoxious and not... Again, not that I'm wishing anything bad on anybody. I don't want that karma. I'm not making light of the situation that he's injured. I said, but that old cliche saying, God does not like ugly. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there. All right. Got some scores for you. Some Major League Baseball scores from Sunday, yesterday, and a couple games in the WNBA. Starting off with Major League Baseball. Padres and the Tigers. Tigers take that 3-1. The Yankees get by the Royals 8-5. The Giants fall to the Nationals 6-1. In 10 innings, the Phillies get by the Guardians 8-5. Diamondbacks fall to the Reds 7-3. The Orioles get by the Rays 5-3. In 10 innings as well, the Marlins get by the Rockies 3-2. The Braves get by the Brewers 4-2. In 12 innings, the White Sox don't have enough. The Twins take that 5-4. Cardinals fall to the Cubs 7-2. Rangers double up the Dodgers 8-4. The A's fall to the Astros 3-2. The Angels get by the Pirates 7-5. The Mariners fall to the Blue Jays 4-3. And the Red Sox get by the Mets 6-1. In the WNBA yesterday, the Mystics get by the Mercury 84-69, and in the night gap yesterday, the Liberty beat the Fever 101-83. Those are your scores from yesterday. And again, folks, I know, and nobody said anything to me, and nobody's probably caught or paid attention to it, but I used to give you guys schedules for Mondays when I closed out, and I haven't been doing it. It's been slipping my mind, didn't get caught up in time another day. Today, we're going to get back to that. I'm going to make sure that I remember to give you guys schedules for Major League Baseball today. And then it's pretty quiet right now. Like I said, this is a rough time for sports fans. You know, we just got finished with basketball last month. Waiting for football. You know, we can hear the news about training camps and all that. But it's nothing like getting into the season. So, you know, but we'll get to all of that in a little bit. So, before I move on again, I want to just talk to people. Listen, how was your weekend again? Like, it's good. It's a little cloudy out today, right now, but it is definitely going to pick up. You know, it might stay cloudy the rest of the day, but there was no rain. There's a little drizzle on my way in here this morning, but not a whole lot of major rain as anything is in the forecast. So, folks, as always, you know I'm here for you, right? You know I'm here. You know Heat 100 Radio is here for you. If you want to fill one of these seats, you know, I'm here by myself today. I usually have my partners with me, but we do interviews. If you are a black-owned business, a small business, a local business, a athletic-oriented business, and you want to promote your business, you want to get some followers, you want to get here and get your interview done and have us help you promote your business, please do not hesitate. You guys hit me up for everything else. So hit me up for that. Again, at SportsRap CEO on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, SportsRap Podcast LLC is the group page. You can also send me emails. SportsRapRadio.com is the website. I'm sorry. You can send me emails at sportsrap@yahoo.com. Jay Blake, my guy, thanks for tuning in as always. So again, like I said, folks, if y'all have a business, sports-oriented, black-owned, whatever, you want to get your business promoted, you want to get some action, some activity to your website or whatever, black-owned, sports-oriented, get with me. You know, again, Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page. Instagram and Twitter, at Sports Rap CEO. Website, sportsrapradio.com. Email, sportsrap@yahoo.com. So, for all of y'all that want to do that, like I said, hit me up. And, you know, I will definitely mention this again before I go off the air. So, get with me and talk to me. Stan Groovy Law is my guy. Blessings to you as well, good brother. Appreciate the support. Thanks for tuning in. So, what I'm going to do first for y'all today is I got a couple things that I thought that I just wanted to discuss. And we all know what's going on with the Sixers. Stan, I know you don't want to hear this. You're Mr. Boston Celtics fan. But I'm here locally, so I got to do my due diligence, all right? So, we're going to talk some Sixers. And Stan, I know you'll appreciate the dialogue because you are a basketball guy. But again, I know you don't want to hear it. You're a Celtics fan. I definitely appreciate that, you know, because there's other people that I can talk sports with that have, that's from a different fan base. I have a couple other guys that I know that are real close friends that I grew up with that are Boston Celtics fans. And we go at it when the season starts and sometimes when it's off season, but it's all fun. It's all love. But like I said, I'm local. I'm here. So I got to talk some Sixers. And I'm kind of not really what I got. I got two situations here that I talked about that I want to talk about. One is the Clippers Harden, two trade proposals there. Then there's another one with the Bulls for a trade proposal for Tobias Harris. But one of the things that, before I get into that, one thing I want to say about this James Harden thing. I want to bring this to the table. And I know, Stan, you may have something to say. Jake on IG, you may have something to say. Anybody else that's tuned in, when you go back and watch this video, if you don't catch it today while it's live, please, when you watch it, please be sure to leave some comments. So I was thinking about this on the way in, and this is a little bit off of where I was going to go first, but I got to get it out. And I want to get it out because I feel like I need to get it out because it's just on the top of my mind. So I was having these thoughts on the way here, and I was thinking of how trades, players, star players who get to a certain point, get on a certain team, and then they either request, demand, whatever word you want to use, a trade, or in free agency nowadays, they go and sign and play in what has been currently labeled as super teams, okay? And also, let me just say this again. I don't really like the way the conversations about eras are being brought up now because I am from an older era of basketball. But I feel like my knowledge and my IQ is enough that I can relate to what's going on today. Like, you know, that, like it's that saying, it's like, I understand and I see and I respect what's going on, but I don't have to like all of it. That's kind of where I'm at. So this is one of the reasons why I kind of stay away from nowadays when people ask me about my top whatever comparisons, things like that. But this is going to feel like and seem like a very small comparison, but it's not really. But again, the way the NBA is set up today, right, and we've got these players who get these outrageous contracts that we have been seeing. Okay, so we know that's there. But again, they get to the point where things don't go the way they want them to. And in my opinion, in a lot of ways, they give the impression of being whiny, spoiled brats. Okay? Don't get me wrong. I didn't call them that. I said they give off the impression of them being whiny, spoiled brats. Okay? So then they want, like the word, I would say, whatever word you choose to fill in the blank here. demand, request, whatever, for a trade to move to a different situation. Or in free agency, they go and sign with their friends, or like they say now, they form the super teams. What happens, or for me, the question I was thinking and I'm asking myself, why is there such a mental lapse when it gets to this point? Could it be the money? Could it be something else? Because when you think about the entire situation, the grand scheme of things, it seems like a lot of these players get to a certain point in their careers when they've made it, or they have arrived, if you will, when they seem to forget about what got them there. A lot of them did put in the work to get there. So now you've gotten there, you might have had a taste, you might have gotten close to getting the taste, and instead of reverting back to your struggle, if you will, your fight to get to where you are, you now begin to take the easy way out. Like, and I thought about that in my presence of mind of what I know from everything that I've seen in basketball. Okay, so some people may say, well, that's the way the NBA is, what the young kids do. I get it. I'm not denying that. Okay, like I said, I understand. I feel like my love for the game is strong enough where I can understand and relate to today's game. Again, like I said, everything that goes on, I don't have to like it, but I understand and I respect that's where the game has evolved to from what I've known before, what I grew up on. So I know it's different. So again, like I said, there is a balance for me because I understand. And again, I understand, I respect it. I take it for what it's worth. It is what it is. That's what it is. It's what I got to deal with. Again, like I said, the bottom line though is for me, I don't have to like everything, but I understand it, I accept it. But I was just thinking about that, and it's like, I want to know, I want to kind of fit in. Okay, I knew you would chime in, my guy Stan Groovy Loves. He says, and I quote, "The modern day athletes are driven by the money and not true love for the game itself." That's a solid answer. And that's the answer that I was thinking. Stan, thanks for that. Thanks for that input. But, yeah, so if anybody else got Instagram, anybody else there got any input on it, please give me some input. It's like, Stan, it's one of those things, like you said, and I've seen you coach in game settings, and I've seen you coach in practices, okay? So I know you can relate. And my main thing in this whole situation there, and you kind of hit the nail right on the head, is what is causing this mental lapse? Like I said, because when they started out, a lot of them, they had to work so hard. Some of them had to work so hard to get to where they are. And then they get there, and then they just revert to the easy way out, in my opinion. Okay, so, you know, and Stan brought up a very good point. I mean, and that's the one that kind of jumps out at a lot of people immediately, the money thing. But again, it's just, you know, it's just stuff that I was thinking about on my way here. My guy, the top eye, Tone Trump, if you listening, make sure you get your guy, my guy, Stack 5. Make sure you catch him and you forward this to him so he can answer that question for me. I need somebody like that to answer that question for me that will give me a definite, solid, real answer that I could transfer to everyone else that's tuned in and they will understand the entire point that he made or whatever he made. So Tone, my guy, I'm telling you this today. If you tuned in, and I know you are somewhere, you might not be tuned in right away, but you will get this and you will get tuned in because when I post some stuff, I'm going to tag you in it so we can make this happen. But get my guy Stack 5, and we need to get him to answer that question for us too, because he's been in the business And I want to know what he thinks about from when he was there and how things have changed now. Let's see. On IG, my guy, Jay Blake Fives, he says, you're right. When times get tough, today's player try to find the easier route out. I think LeBron started this. He was the best player and wanted an easier path to the championship. Yeah. Thanks for that point, Jay Blake. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, a lot of people will say that they think LeBron started it. The only issue, again, this is me relating to what's going on in the current NBA since that point when LeBron made that move to Miami. I know that's what you're referring to, but since that move was made, this is where I feel I've just relate to what's going on in the NBA, and I accept that this is what it is. The biggest thing for me with that LeBron situation, it's just to backtrack and give some background for me. It's like I said, I didn't really, wasn't bothering me that much because I understood that was where the NBA was at the time. He's going to go play with a team and he's going to want to try and win a ring and as soon as possible. And if it happens to be there, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I got all that. I didn't like that they made it into a TV show. That was just me. That's just my opinion. Like, you didn't have to broadcast it all live and make a big show out of it. Just, look, you get a press conference, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, yada, 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 whatever, whatever. Bang, go ahead and do it. But, again, that's just me. So that's pretty much all I had to say about that. So yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you kind of, and I relate this to other instances, and I've talked about other instances in the situation where teams have or players have done things that I felt were taking the easy way out. It's a lot that goes into it, man. So, you know, it'll take some time. And hopefully I'll get some more comments, some more opinions and some more thoughts about what that situation is and what goes on there. So moving into the Sixers thing. Initially, like I said, I want to talk a little bit about the trade and whatever. I want to talk a little bit about Daryl Morey and his interview on 97.5, and I got a couple points that I want to reference in there. Stan Laws comes back, and he says, some athletes also think because they have arrived to the big stage that they don't have to work and complacency sets in. Absolutely. Great points, Stan. Those are some points that I thought about too, but great. Great points, and I agree with that. I totally get that. And it's like, again, hit the nail on that head. You seeing a lot of the things that I've been seeing and that I've been calling on. So, again, we all know about the James Harden situation, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to talk about those two trades first. So, he's already expressed that his desire to play for the Clippers. And, you know, as we watch these types of stories, things will trickle out as the thing progresses. Most recently, the couple things that trickled out, he rumors allegedly wants to go and reunite with Russell Westbrook and play with him. Fine, well, whatever. Then there's a second one, and we know this is where another point where I think these guys become whiny brats, or some facets of the media take it to that impression. And they all just, well, he took his social media on his social media. He took down all the things, Sixers, whatever. That happens all the time. But because it's James Harden and it's the Philadelphia 76ers, and there's a lot of talk about the trade and how the Sixers will not do it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, too, how the Sixers won't do it unless it's a significant benefit for them, which I have no issues with as far as the business side of it in that point. But, you know, they making a big thing. Mike took the Sixers off his social media. Okay, he already said he didn't want to play. He's opted in. He said he wanted to be traded. He did say he would come to training camp. We don't know what that's going to look like until it happens. People are already speculating. Is he going to come in half-assed? Is he going to come in with the fat suit? He said he was going to come to training camp. So I think due to the relationship, which may now be fractured, that he had with Daryl Morey, think there's a little bit more of a respect factor there. So don't try to, where people are trying to ask questions, and I skipped that over on it because they asked it on the interview, is they're kind of trying to compare this to the Ben Simmons situation. think it's two different situations, and they're being handled two different ways. I think James Harden is handling this, for all intents and purposes, a lot more professional than Ben Simmons did. But I also think it's a little bit of delusional entities in there, especially when you ask for that $200 million at max extension. When in my opinion, the way you closed out this season here, you right now, bruh, do not deserve that. And that's why you opted in, because your free agent market was not what you expected it was, what you expected it was going to be, not what you thought it was going to be. So then you opt in, and then you request a trade, because now you think you'll go somewhere where you feel like you want to be, have a better season, and then be a free agent and get that money to ride out the rest of your career. But fam, bruh, love you as a basketball player, but the big business side of things, when you perform like you performed Game 5, Game 6, Game 7, or maybe just Game 6 and Game 7, more importantly, things tend to change. So you go ahead and do what you know. Those are my thoughts when I say there are some delusional entities in there. And so, trade proposal number one. Both of these are Sixers and Clippers. Number one, Sixers would get back Marcus Morris Sr., Norman Powell, a 29 first-round pick lottery protected from the Clippers in return for James Harden. I would think about that. But again, when I get to the points about Daryl Morey and what he said about the way he's handling this trade, you might understand a little bit better. All right. But again, that there seems like something that would be doable for me. The second one, the Sixers would get Norman Powell, Robert Covington, and Terrence Mann, and the Clippers would get James Harden. Not too sure how I feel about number two. And again, do either one of these moves put the Sixers right back where they were, or make them any better? So we all know the idea of a trade is to do something to make your team better, right? We all understand that, right? I hope everybody that's tuned in is listening on the waves, on the airwaves and everything. I hope you all understand that and know that when you get into these entities of professional sports and whatever, and you make trades, your logic behind it is to move assets, disgruntled players, yada, 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 whatever is on your list, to bring back something to improve what you just had. That's the concept. So, again, Daryl Morey's reasoning for not just making the trade because, oh yeah, that could work, but he wants what he wants. And I get it, the business side. We'll talk a little bit more about that when I get to the article. So, again, do either one of those trades make you better, slightly better, or does it even make you the same as where you were? Those are the questions. And this is why I think this trade is taking so long. You know, and very well speaking, business-wise, contractually speaking as well, they can work it and try to work it, but if nothing happens, they don't have to do anything because he opted into his contract. So he's under contract. So they don't have to make a trade. All right. Another trade proposal had the Sixers move in Tobias Harris, another contract that I felt was a very bad contract, that I felt like in the beginning of the offseason that they might have tagged some takers because it is now an expiring contract. But again, we've been shown that the lack of aptitude in giving this man this money and the regime that was there at the time has caused some problems. So it made it very difficult. But this one here is something that I like. It's on the different lines of the James Harden situation, but this is something that I like. Sixers and the Bulls. Okay, the Bulls would get Tobias Harris, a 29 first-round pick swap, and a 2030 first. Now, this is because the Sixers have assets later on. This is why they haven't re-signed Tyrese Maxey. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But Sixers will, in return, get Zach LaVine. So, you get younger. You get a scorer. In my opinion, you get someone with a little bit more toughness, a little bit more clutch in Zach LaVine. So, you know, that's just another proposal, a rumor that was out there. Not saying that that's going to happen, not saying it will happen, but both players have been tossed around in trade rumors and trade speculation and trade talk. So we'll definitely keep our eyes on it and see what happens, when, if anything happens at all. Let's see here. Some free agents for the Sixers to look at. These are some allegedly the five best. TJ Warren could help. I like that. Malik Beasley, Dario Saric. I like the fact that Dario Saric is on this list. I know when he was traded away, he was part of the deal to make the deal work. But I was hoping and wishing that he could have stayed. But, you know, I think it would be nice to see him back. Mo Bamba's on this list, but they already signed him. And then there was also talk about Mason Plumlee. Some role players as far as free agents that the Sixers could use as options. Torrey Craig, Dario Saric again, Damian Lee, Yuta Watanabe, Lonnie Walker, Kevin Love, and Corey Joseph all, I think, have made commitments to other teams already. And the three, they say three must-have free agents for the Sixers. It's two of their own players, Paul Reed, who they already re-signed, James Harden, who is currently under contract but is in trade talks or whatever, and then Dylan Brooks. And for me, I said no, hell no, no way, no effing way, we're not doing it, no, for Dylan Brooks. That's just me. So, what I'm going to get into now, folks, is I am going to get to this Daryl Morey article. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to just go through some points that I picked out that I felt were like the top points. Arguably, what I felt the best points to have some discussions on. All right. So, first one is very, very prominent. We all know what it is. And it's the Harden trade request. All right. So, here's the thing. Like I said, we all know what it is. But here we go in the article. So, the reality is, this is Daryl Morey, and I quote, "The reality is, if we do look at a trade, it's going to be for one of two things. It's either going to be for a player who continues to help us be right there like we were last year." Something I just said before I even brought the article to you guys. Okay. "Up 3-2, yada, yada, whatever. Say, or it's going to be for something where we get enough draft picks and things like that in the deal so that we can then turn those into a player who could be a running mate with Joel as well." Okay. "But if we don't get either a very good player or something that we can turn into a very good player, then we're just not going to do it. And if James were to turn his mind around, we would all be thrilled. You heard Joel's comments about that. But at this moment, he does prefer to be traded, and we're attempting to honor that." End quote. So, again, like I said, folks, Daryl Morey is already on that premise. If we don't get something that's going to make us better, or at worst, keep us where we were, or give us something back that we can turn into those two types of players that we're looking for in return, why would we do it? And again, like I said, James Harden really doesn't have much leverage because you opted into the contract. So now you're under contract. And again, like I mentioned with the Ben Simmons situation and all that, these are legally binded documents. So, you know, the Sixers have some things they can do on their side. Then there's some things that can be done on Harden's side. Yada, yada, yada. They can get to a court situation and all that jazz. But who wants to do all of that? Who wants to go through all that, right? Yeah. And then he mentioned real quickly about him wanting different contractual situations. The Sixers are not ready for that right now. And that's fine. I'm cool with that. And we understand because of where they are with the bad contracts that have been had before Maury got here. And, you know, it is what it is. That's where we are. So, on Maury on waiting to extend Tyrese Maxey until next offseason. So, he didn't want to limit Maxey. Because every year he's advanced more than people thought, which was great. And we've all seen that. He said, quote, the reason to not extend him, and we've shared this with his representation and they understand, is because of the quirk of the CBA. We will be able to add a significant player next year before we extend Maxey, and he'll be a cornerstone once we do that, with the franchise for a very long time. So, they are protecting themselves. They've been in a situation for so long where this quirk and this new CBA may help them before they fully get out of the mess that they're in. With this quirk, they can add another significant player next year. And then you can also re-sign Maxey because he's already your player. So there's a functional financial plan behind this. I think they're doing it, in my opinion, I think this is going to be the right way. Because, like we said, you have Maxey under contract, you can re-sign him because he's your player. And I think when it gets to that point, I think that will happen very quickly. But you give yourself the room, because now you understand and you know that James Harden has requested a trade. If nothing happens this season and he does fulfill the contract here, you know that he won't be here next year. So you'll know you'll have to be able to bring in another significant player, and then you'll be able to without a lot of the restraints that you had going on currently. All right. We go to, and I'm not going to talk about the difference of the Maury trade. The playoff failures, I wanted to talk about that, not really so much, because we know what happened there. Again, with the Maxey thing, the flexibility on the future, they brought in Pat Beverly. That's a good signing. They also brought in Mo Bamba. And then he says, again, the new CBA next year is going to put massive constraints downward on salaries in the league. So there's going to be a change, right? It's definitely going to be a change. And, you know, then he talked a little bit about how hard it is to win the title. And we all know how hard it is to win a title. So, again, like, the main things, you know, and I hope you understood some of those points and some of those things that Maury said, because those are things that he looks to make this team better. And again, people, this is why I always tell you, when you're here, when you're listening to this show, I always, always try to present you with the business side of the situation so you understand completely. And I know when you're a fan, and it's a strong fan base, a somewhat knowledgeable but very passionate fan base here in the city of Philadelphia, but you got to understand the business side. And again, once you understand the business side of things, some of these moves that are made will begin to make a little bit of sense to you. You still, you know, it may not be where I'm at, but you may not get it completely. But again, you'll understand a little bit better, okay? Or you'll have some points to understand why some things happen the way that they happen. So again, Sixers offseason, again, like I said, we'll definitely get into that. Training camp coming up, so we'll talk more about the Sixers. And again, like I said, anything that I get, anything that I hear on the James Harden situation, I will definitely bring to the table and bring to you all so you all can get all that information. So, moving on to some NFL, folks. It is 49 days. There are 49 days. Frank Nitti. Frank, thanks for tuning in, good brother. There are 49 days away from football, right? All right. Let me just jot this down here. So, 49 days till football. I am one who is definitely looking forward, as are a lot of people, because like I said, right now we're in this dead zone. We're in this dead time of sports for the fan base. You know, people like me, we've got other things that I got other things that I look at as far as sports, other sports that I'm into. And then we also have in the city here, we got different league basketball leagues and summer leagues for the youth and for the adults. So I get a little taste of some stuff mixed in. But I'm definitely anxious and waiting for football season. Kicking it off, Pro Football Focus put out the top 50 list. Three Eagles made that top 50 list. Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, and A.J. Brown. Right? Some other news, the Eagles still continuing to build that roster and see where they can get pieces and what pieces fit in well. Signed former Bucks and Saints safety Justin Evans just recently. They made it last night, sometime over the weekend, whatever. So, we all know the situation with the Eagles. Went to the Super Bowl, ended up losing to the Kansas City Chiefs in that situation. We know how the situation was. Excuse me one second, y'all. I have something out of my bag here. So we know that situation, and we know what happened. They lost, right? But we can also go back to that game and analyze that game and break that game down and talk about all the different points that we as fans would feel that could have turned the game in our favor, right? Definitely could have turned the game in our favor. I was one. And, you know, because I do this show here, I brought some of those to the table just to bring them to the table just because. But it's nothing I can do about it, right? It's over with. The game has been played. We've moved on. There's nothing I can do about it. We're already into training camp for, you know, talk for next. We're already into training camp talk for the upcoming season. So, got to let that go. But ESPN says the Eagles are the team with the brightest future. I can get behind that. Okay? It says they've done exceptionally well at setting themselves up for the future. Many of their key players are still young, as is the coach. And the general manager, Howie Roseman, has shown himself to be among the savviest in the league, if not the savviest. Got to give kudos to Howie, man. He pulled some magic. He pulled a couple rabbits out of his hat and did some things the last couple years. And he's put the Eagles in a place where, like they said, they could be good for several years. In five separate categories, the Eagles excelled in each of them. They came in number one in both the overall roster category and the front office category. Number two in drafting, number four in quarterback, and number seven in coaching. So they're top 10 in like leading categories in that situation there, in that, you know, whole thing that they built up about the Eagles. So again, you can very easily say that the Eagles do have a very bright, if not the brightest future in the NFL currently. A lot of things are going to be expected of some young players. And I think that with the tutelage that's behind them from the veterans that are on this Eagles team, those are some things that can be handled. It'll be smooth transitions for them. So just talking a little bit about the Eagles and, again, their bright future, I have a projected depth chart here. So our starters on the offensive side of the ball, of course, at QB, we know Jalen Hurts. The running back, DeAndre Swift. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are the 1 and 2 wide receivers. Arguably, there could be a battle here, but Quez Watkins is penciled in as the number 3 right now. Dallas Goedert, your starting tight end. Your offensive line, one of, if not the best in the NFL. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson on that left side. Jason Kelce, KG Vet, anchor of that line at the center. Cam Jurgens and Lane Johnson, another staple on that line. So, backups, running backs, I like the running back core. A lot of people had some quirks and some issues with Rashad Penny because of his injury situation. But I think with him being here that he will be saved because he won't be the main back. DeAndre Smith will be the main back, go-to guy. But he'll get some reps and things of that nature, and they'll use him in ways where he can be saved as far as his physicality and his body can be saved. Then they have a expected breakout star in Kenneth Gainwell, who they really liked when they drafted him. Just couldn't find a way to get him into a lot of offense. And then Boston Scott is there for, to fill out that running back room and also plays on special teams. On the defensive side of the ball, your starters on that line in the traditional 4-3, got Brandon Graham, Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox, and Josh Sweat. Your linebacking core should be pretty good. I'm excited to see N'Kobe Dean, and I hope that Nicholas Morrow can transfer his talents over to the Midnight Green as he had success in the Chicago Bears colors. Sion Reddick, we know what he is, the stud there. Our secondary has become a secondary to be reckoned with. James Bradbury and Darius Slay at your corners. Reed Blankenship and Terrell Edmonds at the safeties. Again, like I said, Greedy Williams is in that picture that can also play safety. And then they just signed Justin, what is his name? I can't remember his name now. But you all know who I'm talking about. Here it is. Justin Evans at the safety position. So they've got some depth there. They've got some depth. They've got some youth. And they've got some things that can keep them where they were last year. And if not, improve on where they were from last year. So I'm looking for some very, very exciting things from the Philadelphia Eagles this year. It should be a good season. And again, like I said, we got a whole nother month. So we got a lot of time. Officially, season kicks off Sunday, September the 10th at New England. 425 game on CBS, the first game of the season. It feels like a long way, but before we know it, it'll be upon us. Training camp has started, so we're in the training camp, so we're going to be getting training camp news. And as we go through, it's going to be like bang, first week of training camp, bang, oh, training camp halfway done, we're getting ready for the regular season. You're going to look up and it's going to be like, oh, got to cut rosters down to 60, whatever, or then you got to cut them down to 53. And then you got preseason games. So it's going to come up quick, folks. It is going to get up on us real quick. So stay tuned. Again, Eagles schedule. Let's go through this real quick. Again, game one at the Patriots opening up Sunday, September the 10th. I think they can win that game. I'm going to go through this real quick with you all and see what I come up with. I think they can win that game. Also, we got the Vikings on the schedule again. And we all know what the Vikings are. We all know who Kirk Cousins is. I think with the secondary improvements, they can win that game. No Tom Brady on the Bucks. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. So I think they can start out the season. They're 3-0. Moving into October, Commanders up first. Shaky quarterback situation there. I think they can win that. I think they can beat the Rams. Actually, you know what? I think the Rams game might be a loss because of the streak. And that could be one of those trap games. Then they'll bounce back, come home, bounce back, go back up the road and beat the Jets, beat the Dolphins, go to D.C., beat the Commanders. I think we make a switch and beat the Cowboys here going into the bye. Honestly, I think the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the regular season here. I think they lose to the Bills, beat the 49ers again. Don't know about the running back situation, so I'm going to go with a sweep of the Cowboys. I think we beat the Seahawks. And we always get the Giants late in the season. I think we close out on a win. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm looking at like the same thing, like 13 to 12 and something. So I'm looking at somewhere between 12 and 13 wins. I'll post a picture of the schedule when I get off airs and you folks can chime in and let me know what you feel, how you feel about that. I look at the Eagles as far as the NFC. Their toughest and main competition, I would have to arguably say, would be the 49ers. But I think the 49ers are going to have to make that trip again this year for the NFC title game and come back here for that chance to get to the Super Bowl. Hope it's not snowing, Debo. Hope your quarterback brings a spare elbow. I hope that you guys come at full strength. And then again, like I said, going back into that game before, they were the number one ranked defense coming in, and we saw what happened to them. So hopefully they'll be able to get some things on their head and be able to perform when they come. Just make sure you bring an extra quarterback. Don't bring your practice quarterback. Don't bring somebody that you picked up off the street a week or two before to play the Eagles, who are like the second defense, and you understood what you were getting into with Hassan Reddick on that edge rushing. So, again, like I mentioned in that situation, was it really the Eagles' fault? It was a football injury that caused Brock Purdy to be removed from the game, and they did not prepare well in that situation as far as substitutions and backups for that situation. But again, like I said, they had so much riding on Brock Purdy and so much going with Brock Purdy at the time that they didn't expect anything like that to happen. But as a football coach, as an organization, in the heat of the moment when you get into the playoffs, you have to kind of load that into your game planning, that expectation that something could happen, because you never know when it's going to happen. When it happens, it happens. And then if you're not prepared for it, you have situations like you had. But again, I say, is it the other team's fault that they prepared for everything and you left some things out? It is what it is. Folks, again, that was a short episode today. Like, I'm just been getting short. So I'm looking, again, I'm looking to get back into another venue. My previous venue, the Drake Tavern, things just didn't work out the way that I expected them to work out there. So, you know, it's no bad feelings, no bad business or anything like that. It just didn't work out. Yeah, I got that. I talked about that earlier in my opening. You know, it said, God don't like ugly. Jay Blake on Instagram. God don't like ugly. So, yeah, that just didn't work out for me. So I am looking for another venue to come out once, twice a month, and do a live broadcast, hopefully in a setting of an adult situation, if you know what I mean. And again, once again, I am here for your advertising promotion needs. All right, you need me to come out to an event, whatever you need to do, just get with me. Serious inquiries on, like I mentioned earlier, if you are a business, a black-owned business, a small business, a large business, an athletic-based business, or anything local that you want to just use a platform or have some assistance in promoting your business and getting some action and some activity to your website, to your active business if it's brick and mortar, whatever it is, feel free to hit me up, okay? sportswrap@yahoo.com is the email, okay? You can get me here on Facebook. Sportswrap Podcast LLC is the group page. You can message me there. You can message me on Instagram as well, @sportswrapCEO, all right? So get with me, folks. Again, @sportswrapCEO on Instagram, Sportswrap Podcast LLC, the group page on Facebook, and sportswrap@yahoo.com. Serious inquiries only. Please, please let me know what your thought process is, and I can give you more in-depth information on how we can move forward, all right, and help you all in your business endeavors, and we can support each other, all right? Folks, schedules. See, I did remember. Some schedules, some game times, some Major League Baseball games for you. Tonight, you got Giants and Tigers. The Orioles are in town to face off the Phillies, the Rockies and the Nationals, the Royals and the Guardians, the Mariners and the Twins, the Reds and the Brewers, the Rangers and the Astros, the Cardinals and the D-backs, the Pirates and the Padres, the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. And the WNBA, they resume on Tuesday. The Storm and the Liberty, the Aces and the Sky, the Mercury and the Dream, the Sun and the Wings and the Fever and the Sparks. All of those games are on Tuesday. Also, folks, before I forget, before I leave you all, the AFL, the Arena Football League, has announced a return. 16 cities so far have been announced. Boise, Idaho, California, or let's say areas, if you will. Boise, Idaho, California, Oregon, Washington, Austin, Colorado, St. Louis, West Texas, Chicago, Ohio, Minnesota. Philadelphia's back in the mix, folks. Philadelphia's back in play. So hopefully I will be able to get into some arena football games and get in touch with them like I was before and get you some arena football coverage up close and personal. Louisiana, Orlando, Tallahassee, and Tennessee are the 16 sites, areas that have been announced so far. Claude Robinson, thanks for tuning in. I'm wrapping up right now. So that's that, folks. Again, I hope you all enjoyed the dialogue today. Thanks, Stan, Groovy Laws, thanks for your input today. Jay Blake, thanks for your input. My cousin, YellowD_TNT, Jay Blake, as always, Frank Nitty 25A on IG. Everybody that tuned in, that didn't, you know, give me an alert that they were there. You can catch this video later on this week on YouTube. All right, it'll go up. The audio will go up probably tomorrow, you know where, on iHeart, Spreaker. Big Walk, Cuzzo, just wrapping up right now. Thanks for tuning in. You can back up and catch it. It's live. Get over to Facebook if you can't catch it on the Instagram. Get over to Facebook. You know the group page, and you can check from the beginning and check it out. But video will go up on YouTube later this week. Like I said, the audio will go up probably tomorrow or the next day as well. You know the audio, Spreaker, iHeart, Apple, Google Podcasts, and mostly all of your podcast outlets. Folks, you know where to find me. All over the place. All over social media. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at SportsRapCEO. Facebook, SportsRap Podcast LLC is the group page. SportsRap Radio is the website. Get over there and check out the stuff there and hit me up and let me know how I'm doing and whatever. Also, make sure you get over to YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, SportsRap TV. Hit the subscribe button. Check out the videos that are there. Hit the thumbs up on the videos that you like. And then hit the bell to make sure you are alerted when new content is up. Folks, make sure you are tuned in to Heat 100 Radio all the time, where you can get your opportunity to win some tickets. So the Dell is coming up in August. You know we're going to have tickets for that. Some other stuff is coming on for tickets. So, but y'all got to stay tuned. All right, you got to stay tuned to me each and every Monday, and you got to watch what I'm doing on social media. You can get a chance to win tickets there possibly, or you could possibly get some here live on there, but you got to stay tuned. That's the main thing. You got to stay tuned then. So again, shout out to Heat 100 Radio, the station that keeps it 100, station that keeps me here, keeps me working and grooving and doing what I do. Shout out to the boss lady, Simply Monica. Shout out to Heat 100 DMV. It's getting started down there, so y'all down there and y'all see the boss lady around and y'all listening to her down there, check her out. Make sure y'all let her know that Sports Rap sent y'all from up top here in Philly. Folks, be great on purpose. It is Monday. Get out and enjoy some of the sunshine. It may be a little cloudy, but it is some nice warmth out there. Dodge a couple of raindrops. We call that liquid sunshine. See y'all next week right back here at 11 a.m. and all week on social media. Thanks everybody that tuned in. Rocking with y'all. Appreciate the support. I'll talk to y'all soon.